So we're still a little lagging on Gimama Bays. Let's take it from halfway down. Can you hear me? Should I move closer? Line up, yeah. So we'll take it halfway down Gimama Bays, where the Mishnah had just told us in Machlokas where the Kohen has to take give Machs to Shekel or not. So Rabbi Yehuda held that he does not have to take Machs to Shekel, but if he gives Machs to Shekel, we accept it. And the second opinion, the Mishnah told us that he must give it. If he doesn't give it, he actually is a choter. That's Machlokas. Does he have to or does he not have to? And even the opinion says he does not have to, we accept it from him. So let's take it from halfway down two dots. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Heyid v'chulay. So Amar Rabbi Rachya, Taima de Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Why does a coin have to give? He says, because it says Zeh Yitnu, Zeh is Lashon, is a Gematria Yud Beis Shvatim Yitnu. 12. Zeh is 12. So all 12 Shvatim, including Sheva Levi, which of course has Quanim in them, have to give Machs to Shekel. Rabbi Tavi, B'Shem Rabbi Amnuna, Kain Meshivin Chacham Rabbi Yehuda. What was Chacham's response? Rabbi Yehuda held that a coin does not have to give Machs to Shekel. Chacham say, back to him as follows. Because again, remember, Rabbi Yehuda said, why are they exempt from giving Machs to Shekel? Because he made the following taino. When we give a Mincha, Siyachid, no one's allowed to eat it. It goes completely to the Kohen, to the carbon rather. So if we were have to chelak in lechem apanim, the mincha sibor, no one should be allowed to eat it. But we know the lechem apanim, we know the shtei lechem, the omer, all get eaten. So it must be the quantum, don't have to give. That was their taina. So the chacham come along and respond as follows. Chacham le Rabbi Yehuda. Chataz yachid mesa, ain chataz sibor mesa. Chacham de chataz yachid, there are five different cases. That let's say the Baal, as an example, let's say the owner of the Chatas died before the Chatas is brought, the Chatas has to die. And there are four other examples like that. But when that comes to the Tzibor, the Chatas of Tzibor never dies. So we see there's a distinction between a Chatas Yachid and a Chatas Tzibor. So too claim the Chachamim, Minchas Yachid Kreva Kalil, Vein Minchas Tzibor Kreva Kalil. Okay, I agree to the Kohen in general, if a personal Minchas brought, it goes completely Kalil, Kulo, goes entirely to Mizbech. But that has no reflection on what happens to a Minchas Sibur. Minchas Sibur is different. Just like there's a distinction between a Chatas Yachid and a Chatas Sibur, so too there's a distinction between a Minchas Yachid and a Minchas Sibur. So the Gemara interjects for a second and says, Vakasha, how can you ask this question to Rabbi Yehuda? Meshivin la'adam davar sheinu moda? You can't ask the question to Rabbi Yehuda when he himself doesn't agree with that statement. The Tznan, the Mishnah tells us, Shein Chatasibur Mesa, that's the Tanakama, that the Tanakama holds that a Chatasibur can never die. But Yehuda on that Mishnah argues and says, no, that Thomas, a Chatasibur can die. So we see, according to Yehuda, there is no distinction between a carbon yachid, a chadad yachid, and a chadasibur. They both can be mesa.
What would be so the case on a chadasibur that mesa?
Let's say it gets lost and then mafresh another one.
Okay.
So that's when it comes to a yachid, I separate a chadas. I lose my chadas. I separate another chadas yachid for myself. I find the other one, the original one, that one is mesa.
Right.
So tzibur, they set aside a, let's say, a sa'ir rosh chodesh, which is a chadas. Or some sort,
right.
And then they lose that. It sets aside a new one.
Okay, what happened?
So Mesa, according to Yehuda, according to us.
No, according to us. According,
what would we say according to us? I guess it would probably be in the Dava. My guess would be probably in the Dava.
So you still shecht it as in the
right.
Dava? Okay.
I think so. I'm not entirely sure, but something happens. It doesn't die. Or maybe you could be Mak, Hode, the Dumbing onto something else, but I don't know entirely what happens. So we see, according to Yehuda, he says, there's no distinction between a Chadas Yachid and a Chadas Sibur. So too, there should be no distinction between a Minchas Yachid and a Minchas Sibur. So just like a Minchas Yachid that a Kohen gives, nobody eats from it, it goes to Mizbech. So too, if we were to give the Machs to Shekel, no one should be allowed to eat from the Shei Lechem or from the Lechem upon him. So says the Gemara, V'hu Mosiv Lan. So now who, that Rabbi Yehuda, is asked the question to the following question as follows. That according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's an implicit question that the Gemara doesn't say what it is. What's the question? According to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that Kohen cannot give the money, because if he gives the money, it's going to be considered a minchas of the Kohen and you can't eat it. So why, if a Kohen is willing to give it, we accept it from him? The Mishnah said that he doesn't have to give it. Kohen doesn't have to give it, but if he gives, we accept it. How are we allowed to accept it? Once we accept it from the Kohen, then the mele becomes a minchas of a Kohen and you can't eat it.
Stoma.
What?
Stoma.
Not Shuma, no. The din is that when a Kohen gives a mincha.
No, but he gives, there's a Toma.
not as a
the tshuva for what?
From his good heart.
Oh, in the tshuva is something different. In the but when it comes to the
so
mincha,
can accept him, that,
but in which case does the mincha the kohen eats the chamapan?
Right. So what the Rabbi Yehuda says, since the din is whenever a kohen brings a personal mincha, no one eats from it. If the kohen were to give
he doesn't eat from it either.
Right. No one. Just the carbon.
Right. Menachos goes to the whole thing.
Well, no, only minchas kohen goes to the whole
right.
thing.
No, normally, yeah, right. Right. Okay.
But if a kohen were to have a chelak in the lechem upon him, they would give something to machas a shekel to lechem upon him.
He would eat it.
So he would eat it. But Rabbi Yehuda says, well, if the kohen's giving machas a shekel, then he wouldn't be allowed to eat it because it becomes a minchas kohen.
Right.
So he says no one's allowed. Kohen can't give it. But he says kohen doesn't have to give it. But he says if they were to give it,
because
we'll accept
it
from him.
It becomes his.
Right.
And once it's his, he cannot have it.
So if, exactly. So he says they don't have to give. So how, when they are willing to give, we accept it from them, and mimela becomes a minchas kohen.
Goes to,
well, that's the answer you're saying.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. Rabbi Yehuda says that's the answer. Who most of them zulo nitvas yachidi. Oh, sorry. We're right here. So who most of them zulo.
Exactly.
He was up the whole. He was the whole night doing chazar.
Yeah. With the whiskey that I had yesterday, I barely woke up.
I don't know how you got home.
We were just saying, like, David and me here. We knew you.
Yeah.
So he said, "Zulo nidvas yachid." So Rehuda says, "No. When the kohen gives the machzeh shekel to the tzibur, he's not giving it as his own with his strings attached to it. He's giving it fully up." With a complete Masir over the Tzibor, he has no Shaykhus anymore. It's basically a Matana. I have no Chalik in it at all. Here's Machzeh Shekel. It's probably the same exactly. So it's no longer viewed as a Kohen's Mincha anymore, and therefore it's allowed to be eaten. That's what Rehuda says. Comes along Chachamim, the Inun, the Chachamim, may Sivin Lay, they ask him, Kevin Shunim Su Tzibor, Kimishu Nidva Tzibor. So it, like, Gemara, Yishra'am is missing words, but since Rabbi Yehuda agrees that when the kohen gives it over, it's being mostered to the tzibur, that the kohen has no shaykhus anymore, so why not say lichadchila, give it in the first place? Bichayev,
right.
Exactly, bichayev.
Right.
So Yehuda is saying,
right, once it's not his, he should already be giving
exactly.
It.
Only if he's willing, so like the answer would be, when you're chayev, he doesn't give it so willingly, I'm being forced to give it.
Right.
When you give it willingly, so that's really given, he's being mostered by ein yafer to the tzibur, that's how Rabbi Yehuda's response. So that's what we got stuck on yesterday. Okay. Now the Gemara quotes a pasuk, "Ksiv koa over al pekudim."
But I'm sorry, we left it, we're leaving it in a question, or no?
More the Chacham, exactly. I'm just giving what in theory I think a response could be. Gemara doesn't give a response.
It doesn't. Stops here.
Stops here. Now quotes a pasuk, and it's related, but it's about the quote of pasuk. Machok is whether Kohen is chayv to give machzeh shekel or not. So, new piece,
so basically, there is a kashan of Yehuda.
Yeah, yeah. Yes.
Okay.
So, five lines from above.
It was two of them. David. Two
is it, yeah?
That's the passage.
A call over, a ksiv call over. That's what we're up to. So, it says the passage in Parshish Kisisa, which, of course, is the Parshish Shkalm. Ksiv ki koha over al pekudim. Anybody who passes over the pekudim wasn't mean koha over al pekudim. Oh, it was over me. Over means to pass. Behuda, Rabbi Nechemia, they had a machlokas. Chad Amar kol the avar biyama yitain. Anybody who passed through the yamsif should give. Who passed through? Everybody gave, even the kohanim. The charna, which I guess would mean chad. How do they interpret charna? Okay, the other one. Okay, the other one. I'm not sure what charna means Aramaic, but charna Amar. What?
Charna acher.
Acher b'charna.
From acher?
Charna, but lishon acher.
Right.
Charna.
What's
the shortest?
The shortest. Aleph ched rei.
It's backwards. That's saying backwards.
It's not even backwards. It's
no.
Just an aleph
ched rei.
No, you have to add an aleph.
I don't know. Just
add an aleph at the beginning. I see.
Right.
Okay.
I thought it was based on Hebrew. You're saying that.
I'm like, charna is not Hebrew.
No.
Charan's a place. Okay. Sacharna, the other, Acher, thank you, Amar, called the Avar al Pikudaya Yitain. What do we call Avar al Pikudaya? So they interpret this to mean that anyone who passed through before the first ones, like a pikud, the ones who led the march before Moshe. If you see, let's look at the carbon Eda. Why not look at a Rishon or a Farsh? The counting. Oh, that means referring to the counting here. So anybody who was counted in the minion. So who was counted? Everybody but the Kohanim. The Kohanim were not counted. So therefore, everyone but the Kohanim have to give the Machzeh Shekel.
It's the same lesson
we
see in Parshas Ela Pekudim, right? They all came running. We made a counting, a census. It's the same lesson.
So call Rav Pekudim. So Lashon Pekudim is a minion. So only those who were counted to exclude the Kohanim. That's exactly what the carbon Eda says on the bottom right here.
It was because Moshe counted, because they didn't. It says Shelavu lefanav elahu halach lefatche ohaleim umenam. He himself went and counted.
Let's see that. Okay, that's what the carbon Eda says.
Right.
Okay, so that's how they interpret. That's the machlokas where Kohen's Chayiv is really based on how to interpret the pasuk. Call over anybody who passed through Kiryas Yamtiv, or call over meant anyone who passed in front of Moshe when counting it, as opposed to Moshe going to find them to count. Okay, new halacha, new mishnah.
Very interesting how they, so different how they finish everything.
Yeah,
right?
Just like
this is it, this yep. is it.
No discussion.
A lot of circumcision.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is. Okay. Says the new mishnah. Apa pishamru ein mamashkin and minshdashim vavadim v'aktanim. Even though we said you cannot take a collateral, you can't, if they didn't pay the machzeh shekel, you can't take from them something instead. About imshaklu, if they were willing to give, if the katan or the isha or the eved were to give on their own, mekavim mehem, we accept the machzeh shekel from them. Hanachui v'akusi, a non-Jew or the group of individuals called a kusi, with machok is what exactly a kusi is. So Sheshaku, they were, if they were to give Machatzis HaShekel, Ein Mekavim Mehem, we do not accept it from them. Ein Mekavim Miyadam, furthermore, we don't accept from them, Kene Zavim, Kene Zavos. So we spoke, I think we must have come across the Zav and the Zava, the different types of missions that a man and woman would have. They ultimately have to bring a carbon, called Kenim, these nests of animals, of birds rather, to make themselves tahar. So if a kusi or a nahu were to give them, we don't accept these keni zavim and the keni zavos. The keni yoldos, also when a yoledes, a woman gives birth afterwards, she has to give
this is talking about shnei torin or shnei b'nei yon.
Exactly, okay. Exactly right. This whole mesech haskinim, right. Which Rav had said, I think, was the hardest mesech.
Which one?
Mesech haskinim. It's right before Tamid. Is it part of the cycle?
I didn't do it yet.
So. After Me'ila, finishing Me'ila has Dafim, and then it goes on to Kinim, but the Dafim still continue to like Daf Chav Tes, Lav Lam Gimel.
I did that on the Daf, on the train. It's very hard.
It's very hard. A lot of numbers. You probably like it. So then,
Adam will
also like it. Fine. Then V'chatos, V'ashamos, all those things also we do not accept from a Nachri Nakusi. Zachlau, this is the following rule. Kol shit, there's a lot of information in this Mishnah. We can't go in depth in all of them. I don't understand all of it, but Zachlau. Kol right. Kol shit, they're all new concepts. Kol shit nidav, nidar, v'nidav, mekablim miyadam. Anything that is, can you make it? You can make a neder or a nedavon, mainly you could turn into a carbon, you can accept from them. Kol shit ain't no nidav, v'nidav, something that cannot turn into a carbon itself, that does not go on the Mizbeach, ain't mekablim miyadam. Meaning something that would go into the Bedek Abayas, into building the base of Mikdash, upkeep of the base of Mikdash, to the building, we don't accept. If it goes on to Mizbeach, we do accept. If it goes to the base of Mikdash, we don't accept. That's what it means. Kol she nidar v'nidav of the Mizbeach is mekabel mehedav. Kol she ein nidav v'nidav, that doesn't go to Mizbeach, but goes to the Bedek Abayas, to the upkeep of the Abayas, ein mekabel mehedav. V'chein, furthermore, says the Mishnah, Mefurash al Yudei Ezra. It says explicitly by Ezra, Shenemar, Lo lachem v'lanu livnos beis elokeinu. It's not for you, and it's not for you, but it's for us to build the base. Mikdash, you don't build it.
It's in there because logic would say the opposite.
That what?
Logic would say if somebody gives an edava, just take it.
Take it, right.
But something I lost to Mizbeach, that's Kaddash, don't take it. Kuti is the... When Sanherib brought people from Crete, when the Aser Shvatim were taken out, they brought them from Crete and they.
I missed this part of the Torah.
And he want, because he didn't want the land to be desolate.
No,
it's in Nach.
You don't intend that.
And then what happened is they were killed by Arayos, by wild animals. So they took upon.
So they join Israel?
Yeah, but just from fear. They are Gerei Arayos.
Machlokas, exactly. Are they real game or not game?
Or were they forced conversion?
Exactly. At the end, everybody agrees that they're not, I think.
I think it's an ongoing machlokas.
I know we learned it in college, in Jewish history class.
And who is Nochrim? What is Nochrim?
Goy. Yeah. Okay. Says the daf, now we're to Dalar, we're 20 minutes behind. Okay, daf Dalar Manal. Top line. The Elu Shechayavim Bekalvon. So what's Kalvon? How do they interpret it? Kalvon is something when you give a machs a shekel, you have to give an extra coin of some sort to overcompensate. Is there an English translation for that? Kalvon?
Extra. Basically.
Extra, okay. So you give extra for it. There are different reasons why. The Rashi and Bechoros discuss it either because they were concerned the value of machs a shekel is not exactly the right weight. So to compensate for perhaps it's less than the actual weight, you have to pay a little extra. Or
Kalvon is they used to have a one coin of shekel, so you need to give machatzit shekel, so you need to go to an exchange.
To pay the exchange rate.
And this guy in the exchange, וזהו, okay, so שצריך לתת שכר פריטה, שכר פריטה, this is the Kalvon. To the guy, to the exchange.
It's interest.
שכר פריטה is Kalvon.
So that's the second shot. Second shot is you pay off the exchange, the money
commission.
Exchange.
Commission.
Commission to get him to split the coin for you now.
לתת להקדש, yeah.
Okay.
So on the document we changed, you said yesterday that apparently in Israel they actually stopped, they're trying to stop all these money changers.
Really?
Yeah, because it's like...
Because it's rebates or what?
No, because you can't tax it.
You add to the value.
No. What they're stopping is if you cannot give a check to the order of a money changer. That's
like
what they're
cash.
Stopping because you cannot follow the trace of the money. That's what they're stopping.
Yeah, it is. I didn't know this.
Yeah, big problem for the tzedakas. Yeah.
Why? What's the story?
We'll talk about
that. Fine. So, Elu, Shechayim, the following are Chayim in this extra money. However you interpret it. One of those two Peshatim. Levim, Yisraelim, Vegeim, Vavadim, Mishukharim, all those who are Chayim, Machas, Shechayim, have to give the Kalvon. Avalo Kohanim, Venoshim, Vavadim, Ketanim, those who are not Chayim, but only if they want, they could give, they're exempt from the Kalvon. Hashoka Aide Kohen, let's say somebody gives on behalf of the Kohen, says, I have a friend Kohen, I'll pay you the Machas, Shechayim, and you pay me back. I'm going to lend it to you by paying it. Value the Isher, I say for my wife, okay, I'm going to pay the Kalbon, the Machs Shekel now, and you'll pay me back. I don't have to pay the Kalbon. Either the Eved, either the Katan, all these things I'm paying on behalf, and they're going to pay me back. All these cases, Pater, you're exempt, because I'm paying for them, and they themselves are exempt from the Kalbon. So me, representing them, I'm exempt also for their Machs Shekel. Let's say I want to give a shekel for myself and for my friend. So I give a full shekel. I don't need to do a machs shekel. I give a full shekel. So says the Gemara, kalbon echad, you chayv one. Not two, you only chayv one in this case. Even though there are two half shekel in there, only have to give one. Rabbi Meir Omer, beis kalbonus. You still require to give two, even though it's a full, even though you're not paying the money exchange, you have to give two.
Does it say beit or shnei?
Beis. It says a beis, yeah. Hanosein sela. But no tel shekel. So this is a little confusing now. The lashon in the Mishnah, for some reason, it changes. The Chachamim use the word tel to really mean the shekel. And a shekel really means a machas the shekel. So a person who gives a shekel and gets back a machas the shekel, that's what it means. The sela, where you're giving a full shekel and you're receiving back a machas the shekel, you're chayv shnei kolbonos. So again, you give to the gizbar, the head of the hekdesh, the head of the treasurer. You give to him, here's a full shekel, which is a sell-up of the shekel. He pays you back a half a shekel. So in essence, you've gave a half a shekel. You have to pay two kabanos now. The Gemara explained why that is. One for the machas shekel you're giving, one for the machas shekel you're receiving. Strange.
Because it's essentially two transactions. Point this is right.
Okay. Right. Selling and or giving and then receiving.
This is the base for all the commissions of the money changer.
Yeah.
This mission.
They're going out of business.
They all write down no commission.
Yeah, but then they give you a rate of 10%.
No commission. Don't worry. It's priced in.
Right. Hashoka Aide Ani, Aide Shcheno, Aide Iro, Beniro, Pater. Let's say I'm going to pay on behalf. Ani can't afford it, or my neighbor can't afford it. I'm going to pay on his behalf. I'm giving a duma matana for him. In such a case, you're exempt from paying this commission. Vim halavon chayv. If I'm lending him hilvon, if I lend it for him, listen, I say to my friend, I'm going to pay it for you, but you're going to pay it back to me. So then chayv, because in essence he's the one paying, and so he has to. Therefore, I have to give a kalbon. He gives me back the machas shekel. Okay, new part of Mishnah.
So the kalbon becomes is part of the machas shekel, meaning it's used for the same amount for this.
It goes into the.
It's the same. There's no difference on the use itself. It's
exactly
the same.
Goes to the lishcha and shumas lishcha, and it's used for all the same funds. Right. Now, ha'achin, ha'shutvin, so you have brothers who are partners, shechayavin be'kalvon, Peturim b'maisa behemah. There's this inverse relationship. So you have brothers who had a yerusha from their father, and then they split. The Gemara is going to explain exactly the case where they split the land, and then they came back together. Before they split the land, let's say. So before it split, so now it's omei to be mechalik, but it hasn't been a mechalik just yet. So the chayv to give a kalbon, because they right now the land is being, it's their father's, even the father's dead, but it's all one entity. So the chayv to give a kalbon, but they're, wrong, all the way around. No, achim that split already, and now and then they come back together as partners. So shutvin are chayv and kalbon. But they're pater meiser behemah. Meiser behemah is when you have whatever number of animals, behemah toros, every 10th animal you have to give a meiser behemah to it. It's only true, you have to give a meiser behemah when you're not shutfin, only individuals. Shutfin partners do not have to give a meiser behemah. However, says the Mishnah, uch shechayavim b'meiser behemah, when the chayav, meaning when you're an individual's chayav meiser behemah, then you're pater minat kalbon, then you're pater minat kalbon. That doesn't mean an individual has to give a kalbon. What it means is before the chalukah, when the father dies and the Yerusha hasn't yet been divided up, so they're chayv and maisa behema because it's still viewed as the entity of their father, one person. It's not shutvis yet, but they're putter in the kalbon because their father himself isn't chayv in the machzor shekel. So therefore, they're putter in giving a kalbon. Gemara will explain on Amud Beis a little bit more in detail.
The machzor shekel goes on the person.
Mm-hmm.
So one thing is let's say one thing is to have the whole whatever to give Maaser Behema, but the Gemara says each person has a chiyuv. When the father passed away, he doesn't have a chiyuv, but it's on them.
For what, the kalbon?
Yeah.
So it's still viewed the way it's viewed. What's the?
It's different because the Behema goes on who's the owner. The owner is to the father because it's an undivided estate. But the Machatzis HaKel doesn't go on an estate. It goes on each person.
Yeah, but it doesn't say that they don't give.
Why do you
say no? No, it says they don't give.
No, they're filing taxes as an LLC and they wrote a partnership instead of independent.
But the Machatzis HaKel is not a tax.
Even if the father was alive, aren't they paying Machatzis HaShekel?
Machatzis HaKel is a personal thing.
And what does it say that they don't pay?
So this is the way it explains here as follows. Right, so the Mishnah says it before. Let's say I were to give give the Machatzis HaShekel for my friend, my neighbor, and he's not going to pay me back. As a matana. Right. I'm exempt from kalbon.
Correct.
It's a matana. So it explains here that my father, or his father, if you will, is paying machzor shekel as a matana for his children.
So they're paying it from the Yerusha.
He's using the Yerusha to pay machzor shekel.
It's the money from the Yerusha before it was divided.
And therefore it's considered a matana, and a matana is exempt from paying this commission.
Okay.
Now says the Gemara now.
Not only that, the commission comes if you need to make a change for the one coin of shekel, whatever the amount is. But here, because they're together, so as if it was separated, so they don't have a chayav.
But let's say they're three brothers.
But it's not the case. Okay,
if three brothers. It says Achim Shutin, it doesn't say two.
They love that for two.
Could be three. And then they have to change one.
Maybe. It's not maybe. Shutafim, yeah, Achim Shutafim.
3, 4, 5, 6.
Okay, so it says the Gemara now. Apa pisha amru chule. The beginning of the Mishnah said, even though Nashim Avadim Ketam are a Padr, if they give, they're allowed to give. But only that they have to give. But Halu Tavoa ain't Tovim. We're not Tovea. We don't ask them for it. But if you remember from yesterday, Hacha, in this Mishnah, it says, At Amar Tovim. You say, yesterday we said that you, from a Mishnah we made Diak, you can be Tovea from the Katam.
Mm-hmm.
And Hacha, today we're saying, At Amar ain't Tovim. Now we're saying, you don't have to be Tovea. Steer in the Mishnah Isles. Kan mishehevi beisaros, kan shbishlohevi beisaros. We mentioned this yesterday already.
Yeah.
If the katan or the person in Ben Yud Gimel, 13 years old, hevi shteisaros, then we could be toveya. But he doesn't have a shteisaros, then we're not toveya. So that's the difference.
It's really hard. It's like an encyclopedia. Like everything you learn is within its own thing. It's like okay, next.
Yeah. Anachri v'akuse v'chule. I'm a Rebbe Ba. I guess that's his name. Tifatar.
It says Biba.
Biba, that's parentheses. That has yeah. Okay.
Oh,
Biba.
It's a Ba is the right one.
Okay. Tifatar must be. We're going to explain when we said that Nachri and Akusi, we don't accept the Machatzis HaShekel. It must be Kaman Damar Kusi Kenachri. It must be when we assume it's Machlokas, we said before, that Kusi is a non-Jew. Kidafligan that we have the machlokes as follows. Kusi kinachui, divi Rebbe. Rebbe holds that Kusi is a real non-Jew. Rebbe Shimon Gamliel, Mer Kusi ki Yisrael l'chol davar. No, he's a full-fledged Jew. So the fact that we don't accept from a Kusi in the Mishnah must be that we're assuming that Kusi is a Nachri, non-Jew. Because had he been Yisrael, of course he would have to, not only would we accept it, but he would have to give. So we hold that he's a Nachri.
Which is what we were saying before, Ricky. We were saying, like, even now today, and I think this is the core for this, is that the most of the argument is Jewish and not Jewish, but this is still what we say. Some people hold this, they're not Jews.
Yeah.
Some people say they are Jews, though.
When they say, we learned in the Mishnah. The Rishalmi and the Bafli refer to the same Mishnah. There's a different Mishnah for both of them as well.
The Mishnahs, for the most part, are the same, but there are some differences. There are slight differences, but less differences than the Gemaras. Like the questions and answers, you're going to have very different answers when the Gemaras talk, but the Mishnahs, for the most part, are pretty identical. But there are some differences. Says the Gemara, Amar Rebbe Lezer, Masnisin Binachrin, Habakusin Lo. So I think it quotes a Bryce from elsewhere. I think he says the Bryce is referring to Nachum, but not Kusum. I think he interprets differently. Right, that's what he's saying here.
Sefer Mishnah Hashonah ve'in mekablim miyadam kinim kinei zvachim.
So he says no. The Bryce is talking about only Nachum, not talking about a Kusi. You can't accept a machta to check from a Kusi. And he says the Tanya. There's a Bryce. The Kain Adam. It says the Adam. The Rabbos says a Gerim to include Gerim because he thinks that a Kusi is a real Ger. So even though it was a Gerim, you can even those of a Kusim, you could accept their machta to shekel. And the word Mikem in the pasuk the Hoti is a Mumar, but a Mumar, someone who's off the Derech. That you can't accept from them.
Well, so what's saying is, Lomar HaMishnah mityacheses lekutim rak bereisha leinyan shkalim.
Oh, then we're not there yet. We're almost there. We haven't got to that point yet, I don't think. Yeah? Oh, the reisha, fine. We get the reisha safer, but he's, I guess, telling you about this right now.
Right, he's saying okay. That. Right, okay. I'm sorry.
He, no, he's foreshadowing for us.
Okay.
So, right, so he says, no, the Bryce is talking about... What? You know that word? The Bryce is talking about a Nachri, a Kusi who's a Nachri. But Kusim, the Kusim is not supposed to be in the Girsa. Kusim, you actually can accept from Machat Shekel because Reb Lezer thinks that Kusim are really Jews, they're really Gerim. So he argues, Machok is whether you could accept from Kusim or not. It boils down to whether Kusi is a Ger or not. Gemara says, Masnisa, our every Mishnah is Pligal Rabbi Elazar. Our Mishnah argues when Rabbi Elazar says. Because the Mishnah goes on to say, Ein Mekablin Miyadam, Kini Zavim, Vizavos, Kini Yaldos. We said you can't accept all these different carbonals from the Kusim Menachem. It can be referring to accepting these carbonals from a Nachri. That's Pasha. It's Pasha that a Nachri is not Bechlal Zav. A Nachri can become a Zav, can become a Yoledis in the sense of the Torah. So it's Pasha you're not going to accept. There's nothing to talk about. So when it says you don't accept these Kena Yoledis, must be talking about a less obvious case, namely that of a Kusi. Now, if Blazer is saying the Kusi, you could accept Machas Shekel, so you should also be able to accept the Kusi's Kene Zavim and the Kene Zavos. So we see from this part of the Mishnah that Kusi is talking about a Nachri. Kusi is talking about a Nachri. So it says as follows. So clearly, Kusi in the Mishnah is talking about a Nachri, not a Yid. So he says, no, Ella, really, the Mishnah is understood as follows. Reisha b'Nachrim, v'seifa b'Kusim. In the beginning, it only mentions Nachrim. In the Seifa, it's referring to Kusim.
What is Seifa?
Save is the end of the second half of the Mishnah. So again, let's just review for a second. The Reisha, the word Kusi shouldn't be there. It should only be Nachum. We don't accept Machas Shaka from Nachum, but we do accept Machas Shaka from a Kusi.
And we force him or not?
Sounds like we would force him. The Kusi right. Should be completely removed. When it says Gerim, well, it doesn't say Gerim, but Kusim are included in Klai Yisrael.
Right.
When the Seifa is talking about Eim HaKavim from them, Kenis of him, that we're starting to talk about a Kusi. Kusi has this mixed hybrid. We're not really sure how to categorize them. We accept the Machas and Shekel, I think maybe Chayv also, but we do not accept the Keni Yoldos, the Keni Zavim, the Keni Zavim. And the Kein Hu, it's also we have elsewhere that tells us, Reisha B'Nachrim, the Seifa B'Kusim. Okay. Says the Gemara further.
So the Seifa says that we're not Mekablim all Kinim from Kusim.
Exactly. We are the Reisha.
Because it's Lamizbeach.
Because it's Lamizbeach.
And the other one is just money. The other one is just money, right? It's because the other one does just a goof, and the other one has because it's just mammon.
It could be the svara. Maybe I'm not sure. It could be that that's the svara.
Okay.
I don't know. I didn't see the svara anywhere. Let's see quickly here. I'm not sure. I hear the svar. Maybe it makes sense. Okay. Says the Gemara now, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. We're halfway down in the Dalet Amud Aleph. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Betchila, at first, Ein Mekabel Mehem Lo Davar Mesuyim. You don't accept from the Gerim, from the Goyim rather, Lo Davar Mesuyim, something which is definitive, like a Kli Sharis, a utensil, or a menorah, or a shulchan, something more significant. You don't accept those things from them. The law, not you don't accept either davar shena masum, which means money, not something that has not a kli, but even money, which could be used for the upkeep, you don't accept either from them. Uba. So, however, in the end, mekabel mehem davar shena masum, you can't accept from them something that is not masum, something that is not defined, namely money. You could use their money, but v'ein mekabel mehem davar masum, but you still cannot accept from them a particular item. Rish Lakish amar bein betchil bein besof. In the beginning and the end, we never accept anything from them. Certainly not a keli, but also you don't accept even money. Both then and now, we don't accept any money for the upkeep
why,
of the basement.
Why is he talking about like present tense if it's past, right? Or, he's talking about the binyan beis hamikdash, no?
Where you see present tense here, betchila basof.
Ein mekabli. Which is the lucky blue.
No, I think that the halacha still applies. I mean, the halacha b'zman bay shlishi, the halacha would still remain. Okay. So it's an ongoing halacha, I would imagine. Says the Gemara, Masnisa pliga Rabbi Yochanan. The Mishnah argues in Rabbi Yochanan. Says the Mishnah, there seems to be two aims there. We'll remove one of the aims there. Ein mekabli mehen hektesh v'nedava lebedek habayis. So it says, across the board, we don't accept from them anything, any money for the Hekdesh, for Nadava, the Bedek Abayas. No donations for the Bedek Abayas. Rabbi Yochanan says, only Betchila you didn't accept, but Basof you do accept. Why does the Mishnah seem to say, across the board, you never accept any money from them for the Beis HaMikdash? So Pastor Lo, he answers, Bein Betchila, Bein Basof, the Mishnah means, in the beginning and the end, you don't accept from them, Ubilvad Davar Mesuyam. No, referring to specifically something that's defined, a utensil, a menorah, a shulchan, that's what you never accept. But when it comes to money, you would certainly accept basof. So our mission is not referring to a davar shenim assume, rather only a davar misuyim. Let's skip the parentheses.
Okay, I'm sorry. So basically, we were saying that money would accept and anything but money we would not?
Exactly. Well, no, anything, something that cannot be used and could be sold for money, we would accept as well.
Like water and melach.
Yeah, exactly, right. But let's say they give you menorah, we wouldn't use their menorah. Now that
we're you could be pulled out for money, right?
I think you could take the menorah and pull it for whatever value and probably use it for something else for the bedek habayis. I think so. So the next,
what would be the reason why you couldn't?
The Gemara is going to quote a pasuk in a moment. I think on the next page, that because the goyim would be so excited that they're using my menorah, they're going to get so proud of themselves, they should have no.
It's the famous Gemara and brachas, right? That you thought it was because of your bridges and your whatever it is.
Yeah. Right. You did this all for yourself, for your own honey. Okay, let's go by there. We're running out of time. Says the Gemara now. We skip the parentheses. Then Reish Lakish, Gras says we can skip this also, but I'll just read it. Reish Lakish, Amar, Bein Betchil, Bein Besof, Ein Mekabel Mehen, Lo Davar Mesuyim, Vechule. Okay. Masnisin Pliga Reish Lakish, our Mishnah argues in Reish Lakish, who says, you never accept any, even money from them. Hakol Shavin, everyone agrees, Shehein Nodudrin V'Nidrin, that they could be no there, and they could bring a carbon, and they could be Nidrin, they could be themselves. This is a little bit confusing what this means, but Nidar means when a person is valued, and you take that value, and you put it on money, and you give the money to the Beis HaMikdash. So it sounds that everyone, even Nachwi, this Mishnah we're quoting, says you could even do Nidar on a Goy, take his value, and Goy could give the money to the Beis HaMikdash. So Pastor Lo, he answers, Ola Nicha. So no, it's talking about an Ola, you could bring a carbon Ola. Mar says, Nicha, Nodrin, Ola. It makes sense when you're no there on an animal, a behemoth ola. So we accept carbonos from a nachwi. We said that already. But neither an ola, but you don't take a neither. When you're neither, when you take the value of a person, the goy says, I'm being neither myself. The value of myself is going to go as a something. That does not turn into an ola. That turns into money that's eventually used for the bedek habayis. Right. So Ella. Okay. Ella kishamar Yisrael. Hare alai ola. So what's the case? The gra changes the gears around. We're going to use the gra. I'll tell you what it says. Ella, kisha omer nachri hare alai ola. The nachri says, I own ola. And then Shama Yisrael, I'm changing the gears to based on the girl, and the Yisrael hears it. V'amar mash amar zelai. So the Yisrael says, whatever the goy said is on me. So what's the case? So we said before, a goy can never neither himself, because that money goes to the Bet Degabayis. The case is when the goy says something about himself that I own Ola, and then the Yisrael says whatever he owes, I'm going to owe. So I'm going to take that value of the goy, and the Yisrael is going to pay it. And that money that Yisrael is ultimately paying is going for the Bet Degabayis. So it's not a nidar in the classic sense where the goy is being nidar himself and giving money to Bet Degabayis. It's Yisrael is using the nidar of the goy, and the Yisrael is ultimately paying the money to the house. So it's some, again, the Mefarshim explained, it's not so clear-cut. It's not so clear-cut. But either way, the Mefarshim explained why this is called a nidar. It's not the simplest way. But either way, this is how the Gemara explains how Reish Lakish wiggles out of this question. Yeah, is that somewhat clear? Fine. So let's go by it a little bit then. Ve'eino mevi imo nisachim. So now the Gemara says, in a question form, the Gemara changes around to make it a little bit clearer, but I'm going to just say the way the Gemara says, ve'eino mevi imo nisachim. Does the goy not bring nisachim? The halacha is, whenever you bring a karban, so you bring nisachim along with it. And what happens, let's say, umosar nisachim, let's say there's some leftover nisachim. So what's the din? Lo l'chlisharis? Do you not leave it over for klisharis? So inan nimsa maybe davar mesuya. So the halacha is whenever there's leftover nesachim, the leftover funds are used to buy klisharis. So when a goy brings a carbon, which he's allowed to do, he brings nesachim to accompany the carbon. So let's say he brings extra nesachim, the extra funds turn into a klisharis. So we see that's a way, like a backward door into how you not be bringing a klisharis, which is not allowed. We can't bring a davar mesuya. So hasi rabbi yosi barabi bon. He answers the following. And don't we have a similar mission which says Nerachin v'orachin? A goy could take Nerach, he could take his own value and give it to the Bet Degabayis, and he could be Erachin, he could take the value of somebody else and give it to the Bet Degabayis. How could a goy give any money to the Bet Degabayis? We said he can't give anything. Lo le Bet Degabayis inun. So Heich ma da'at Amar Taman l'shemayim. So how could he give it to the Bet Degabayis? So are we not saying ma da'at Amar? What are you going to say, Taman? What are you going to answer there? How are they allowed to give money to the Bet Degabayis? The Shemaim who miskaven, the goy when he takes the erchin with nerachin, he's kavanas to the Shemaim to do something l'shem Shemaim. Umei alehen hein bon lebedek abayis, and mimela just happens to turn the money goes eventually to bedek abayis, but his ikar intentions were l'shemayim. So, but not he's not directly getting giving money to the bedek abayis. Kein ahat amar so to hear af hacha here the Shemaim who miskaven. When he brings a carbon, he wants to do something nice l'shemayim. What happens? Umei alayan hein bon le bedek abayis. Any leftover nesachim mimele happened to go to the bedek abayis, but he's not coming in and saying, "I'm giving you $10,000 to fix the wall here. Look, I'm the one who made that wall. That was all me." That's not happening. He's doing a karbon. He's allowed to have a relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Any leftovers happens to go, but he's not going to be mispire through it at all. He's not going to feel any better and any more chilek than bedek abayis through these cases.
Bedek abayis is to fix the Beit HaMikdash.
Yes. Okay, the next line, the next few words we could skip. Ma avilah, the gra takes out. I discovered the gra here is very helpful. He takes out a lot of gear cells, makes things shorter. It also makes things make a little more sense. So then two lines down and down.
The gra is a perush in the gemara as well.
Sorry?
The gra.
The gra right here. You see the gra? So he does a lot of gear cells. He takes in, removes, changes
in
things. He's on all masechtos, but he's not. He's much more here in the Yerushalmi. He's needed a lot more here. You find once in a while in the Bavli, but it's not always gear cells issue. Sometimes it's a ha'ara here or there. So says the Gemara two lines down. Reish Lakish pasarla. Reish Lakish gives a different interpretation why we're allowed to accept certain things from the goy. So he says, lo lachem, the pasuk we saw earlier, it's not for you, the goyim, it's a lanu, it's for us, of Klai Yisrael, livnos beis elokeinu. We have the obligation to build it and not you. So he says, therefore, I think it's really just explaining the svara of the previous statement. Namely, that when you're giving it for the carbon, any leftovers mimela go to the bedek abayis. They're not going to say, "Oh, it's us building it." They know they're bringing the carbon. They're not going to recognize the fact that the funds are going to the bedek abayis. That's why in these cases we're allowed to accept the money. It's only when they give the money directly to the bedek abayis we say, "No, we can't take this from you." Rabbi Chizki, Amar Rabbi Simon, Shaal Me'ata. Now the word Shaal means ask, but many times in the Shaal apparently it means Amar, to say. So he says, now we see, we can't accept their money to fix the Amas HaMayim, the water that passed through the Beis HaMikdash, the center of the Beis HaMikdash, and for building the walls of the Yerushalayim, the towers, al shem, based on the positive, lachem ein chelak, that you can have no chelak in anything that we build. So not only for the Beis HaMikdash, but even things that are not necessarily in the Beis HaMikdash, but things that are related to any Kedusha, I guess, they can't have any chelak in. Now, thanks to the Gra, we could skip a few lines. That's, you see that after the word da'amar, there's a parenthesis there. So the word now, masnisa. This is masnisa. That's the Gra says we should pick up from now. Masnisa de Rabbi Meir. Our mission is Rabbi Meir. What do you mean it's Rabbi Meir? Da'amar Rabbi Meir, kishem shashaklu Torah, kach kabano Torah. Just like the machasis ha-shekel, the din deraisa, so to the kalbon, this commission, is also din deraisa. So kesava, Rabbi Meir, Benosein shakilo shalem shuchai bekalbum. And when you give a full shalem, we said before, if you give a full shekel, not a machas shekel, but you give a full shekel to cover for two people, for myself and my friend, you still have to give a kalbum because a kalbum the chiv deraisa. It's not simply an exchange. It's each person has to give a kalbum. How does he know this? Dama Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, kimin matbea shel eish. So this is one of the dinim. I think we may have mentioned this a couple of weeks ago, that the few places where the Torah says zeh, and what zeh means, the Kadosh Baruch Hu had to show Moshe Rabbeinu what it meant. We saw zeh by machzeh shekel.
Menorah,
right?
Kiddush HaChodesh.
And the fourth place the Medrash says, I believe, is when it comes to trefos, behemoth tameh, behemoth Torah, to say which one's kosher, which one's not. So one of them is machzeh shekel. So the Yishalmi says, the Kadosh Baruch Hu showed him this shekel of Eish, what it looked like, matbeh shel Eish, hoti Kadosh Baruch Hu, mitachas kisei kvod, he took it out from his throne, v'hareyo lemoshi, showed this to Moshe Rabbeinu, v'ar malo, he says to him, zeh yitinu, kazeh yitinu. So the Remeir makes his drasha. I don't quite get the drasha, it's not so clear to me, but he sounds from the zeh yitinu, kazeh yitinu, there's another coin also that has to be given in addition to the machzeh shekel. There's a second one, namely the kalbum. Now I don't see why you're making the drasha kazeh. I don't see where the word the kick comes in, but that's
also is midaraisa the kalbum.
Exactly, it's a deraisa. I just don't see how to make a drasha. How do you add the word ka, the letter chaf there, to imply that there's a second one
there. Okay, so they need to give the exact matveh that was in Moshe's time.
Uh-huh.
Because there are some other coins, though, yeah.
Uh-huh.
So
in order to make sure that it's really just like this one,
uh-huh,
you've got to give a little extra.
Okay, so there from the Kalbum Biza, Chiv Deraisa, to compensate for any of the. Okay. Fine. Says the.
Even at the time, though, what you do with the weight.
Yeah, the pasuk about that. It's deraisa to even have these weights.
Right, so here says, "Nimtza shevim chachamim nechileku betam chiyuv kalbon shelechachamim huzchar pritat sela lechatzi shkalim v'roi meir hu chiyuv min haTorah mishum hachra."
Okay, to balance it out.
Mishum
hachra, because it goes on in value.
Hachra. Achra or
achra? I don't know.
You know, but
wait. Which era?
Machria.
14.
14?
Yeah.
No.
Don't have any 14.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, next month.
You have 14.
He has a better version.
Means to make sure that it's the right size.
Right, balance right. That, right, exactly.
I think because of the loss.
Yeah, that's what he's saying, but it's in the English.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Looks like you have the same footnotes here.
Yeah,
the same length.
I saw this word.
Really? Okay. Machria?
Maybe it is, but...
Yeah.
Machria b'nei.
Maybe it's kara. I don't know
yeah.
How to read.
Okay. So says the Gemara now, around halfway down the two dots, no sein sela litol shekel. So you give a sela, which we said was a full shekel, to receive back a shekel, which means a chmach is a shekel. So in our terms, you give a full shekel to the hektesh, and the gizbar, the treasurer, gives you back a half a shekel. So the din was, chayiv b'shnei kalbonos. You have to give two commissions. So Amar Rabbi Lazar, the Rebbe Meir, this is the opinion of Rebbe Meir, who requires, it's a chiyuv deraisa to give a kalbon. The Tanya, we're going to skip the parentheses. The Tanya, the Raisa says, Elu chayavin mekalbon mechulo. The following chayav, this is a quote from our Mishnah, I think. The following chayav in kalbon in the commission. And then it goes on to say the Mishnah, kalbon echad. That's the opinion of the Tanakhama. If you give for two people, you only chayav one. Rebbe Meir Omer beiz kalbonos, you chayav shtei kalbonos. You have to give two commissions. So he's the opinion who says that when you give one full shekel, you get back half a shekel, you have to pay two kabanos for that matter. Now Umar, Rav, argues, he says, Divrei Koli. Nope. Even the Chachamim agree you have to give two beis kabanos. How does Rav know this? Damar Rebbe Meir, Eched Shekel Shehunosein. Ve'eched Shekel Shehunota. Whether he gives it, when he takes it, I'm sorry, he has to give one for what he gives. He has to give one for when he takes back the machzor shekel. V'achad, he has to give yet a third kalbon l'divrei Torah because he said it's a din deraisa. So I didn't really quite get this. What all these different things were here?
I think he goes through the chumrah according to both. He wants one of it is because of the exchange, and one of them is to make sure, like if you're really giving it for the exchange,
I see.
You could still be high of midoraisa because the extra goes for exchange, not for the loss in weight at the difference.
So two dinim here. Oh, that's about okay. It could be pshat. When we said there are two reasons why you give a commission, either because two reasons what a kalbon is, either it's a commission to the guy or it's to cover any of the weight that had been lost. So what Ricky's suggesting, maybe that's what he thinks here. One is the commission. So the commission you pay two, one for giving and one for taking.
Right.
And you also have to pay the din deraisa, which was to cover the loss of weight. Yeah. Okay, that's beautiful. So that's the opinion of Rabbi Meir.
He's good with money, apparently.
So then says, so Rav therefore says, even the Chacham will agree to this, that Chacham just argue on the din deraisa of Rabbi Meir. They argue that you don't have to pay for the weight loss. But they do agree you have to pay for the commission. So when paying a full shekel and getting a half a shekel back, those are two transactions. Even the Chacham will agree you have to pay two transaction fees. So then the Gemara says, Al Daita de Rav. Al Daita, I think it means the Mistavra. Rav is more logical. Because Gimel Kalbonos Inun, because there are three Kalbonos. I'm not sure exactly. I feel like a lot of words are missing here.
You
have three korbanot now, not two.
Right, according to Rav Meir.
Because you're dividing one shekel into two.
Right.
So that's two.
Exactly.
Plus the other one.
Exactly.
That's exactly what we said.
Yeah. Okay. Now he's adding another one.
יוצא מזה שלדעת רבי מאיר חייב במקרה הזה שלושה כלבונות. שניים עבור פריטת הסלע לשני חצי שקלים, ואחד מדרייתא להכרעה עבור מחצית השקל שנותן
להקדש. Okay, beautiful.
So apparently what happened to me that you give much more than like twice מחצי שקל that you מדרייתא only for fees.
I think
it's a very small quantity, the kalbon.
I skipped the line.
I know, you did. I was going to tell you.
I completely skipped. You skipped.
So
the Mishnah, so let's go back to the Mishnah just to be Masha and Polish.
I thought I tuned out for a second, but I did skip it.
One.
Back to Dalam now for a second. I apologize. The last line of the Mishnah tells us how much the kalbon is. The last line says, I was getting excited. I knew we were running out of time.
It's
1/12 or 1/24.
Shishit dinar. Dinar is four is two shkalim.
Wow.
So chatzi dinar, it's one shekel.
So I think they said just make it easy without doing the whole thing right now. 1/12 versus 1/24 of a shekel.
Yeah.
Okay. So you end up paying three a quarter extra. You have to pay.
Shishit of a whole and a half. So you multiply the six by two.
That's 1/12.
That's what it is.
Right. So. And then 1/24. Fine. So then the Gemara says again, Al Daita de Rav. So Rav seems more mistaber, that he thinks there are three kalbonos according to Rabbi Meir. Now, Inan also, Rabbi Yirmiya, Rabbi Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak, b'shem Rav, shlosher kalbonos. So he also said you're required to pay three kalbonos. Inan, echad shekel shu nosein, echad shekel shu notel, echad ledivrei Torah. So we see this was reiterated by Rav Chizkia as well, three kalbonos. Says the Gemara now, Ha'achin v'ashutvin shechayv v'makalbon u'ptur mi'maiser beim. What's the case where the brothers, who now became partners, have to pay a kalbon, they have to pay this commission, and they're also exempt from maiser beim? So b'shechelku, when they divided the Yerusha in half, v'chadav nishtatu, then they went ahead and repartnered with each other. Shechayv v'maiser beim, they have to pay maiser beim, because now they went back to the one unit, they came back to their father, back to the estate, so it's one owner, the estate owns it, you have to pay Maaser Behema. Maaser Behema is only an exemption when there is a shutvis.
But you cannot go back to an estate.
The Gemara is
such a thing.
What may in
like you can partner again, but then it's a partnership. It has nothing to do with the father's money once he was already there.
In halacha, you can undo.
You're actually undoing it. You're not going back.
Yeah, exactly. You're undoing it.
You're undoing the separation.
Right.
Okay.
And the reason why you're chayav ma'aser behema because it's one owner who p'tur mehakabon, your pater, because as we said before, the father is basically paying the machzor shekel for his children as a matana. Matanos are exempt from this kalbon. Then, sorry, one second. Then when are you chayavin b'maiser? right? Then shechayav b'maaser behema upturim bin akal b'mishal chalku. So when are you chayav b'maaser behema and patim? No, we just read that one, right? I missed it. Let's start again. I'm sorry. Ha'achin havashutvin shechayvin b'kalbon uptumim ma'aser b'hema. When they chayvin the kalbon and exempt from the ma'aser b'hema b'shechilku. That when they're divided, I apologize. When they're divided, each has a separate part of the estate, so they're chayv to each give a kalbon because they have their own the paying for themselves, but they're exempt from ma'aser b'hema. Why are they exempt from ma'aser b'hema? Don't they have their own individual portions? So the reason why the Gemara in Bechoros tells us lekuach. When you buy a ma'aser behema, you're pater for ma'aser behema. When you buy a behema, you're pater. You only chayv a ma'aser behema when you grow, when you raise the animals in your field. In this case, we view Yerusha as a lekuchos, as buying it from the estate, so that's why you're exempt from ma'aser behema, but you're chayv in the kalbum because you're paying for yourself now. However, the chazu v'nishatu, if they came back and repartnered, or as we're saying, they undid the initial Yerusha, then we say chayav v'maisa behema, the chayav to pay maisa behema, because it goes back to one estate, so one person, there's no lekuchos, there's no purchasing there, so you're chayav v'maisa behema. However, you're patur min hakalbon, you're exempt from the kalbon because the father is paying on their behalf as a matana. Nebisha lo chelku, is that part of the next thing now? Let's see.
No, that's...
Bishalo chilku. Ah, they say part of it.
That's part of that.
Because
that's
they since
the
didn't.
That's the case.
Okay, so because they didn't divide it. Okay, so then the Gemara says, "I'm a Rebbe Lazer. The hein shechelku gedim keneget hayashim. When's the case that they're potter from ma'aser behema when they split it up? It's only when I take the gedim and you take the tayashim, or tayashim keneget gedim. We're taking different animals because when you take different animals, it's viewed as a purchase as opposed to a division." But aval im chilku gedim kneged gedim, v'tayishim kneged tayishim, I take this gedim, you take that gedim, we're making an even split, so then that's hu chalka mishar harishonam. So then that's viewed as a chaluk as opposed to lekuach. So let me explain again. When it comes to ma'aser behema, you're all pater if either you have shutvis or if it was bought. So when do we view Yerusha, when dividing Yerusha, when do we view it as being bought versus just simply being divided? When they're taking different objects, I'm taking the goat and you're taking the sheep, that's considered buying from each other. And that's lekuach, everyone's pater. But if I'm taking a sheep and you're taking a sheep and we're going one for one equally, that's considered dividing, not lekuach, and therefore you're chai v'maisa behema. That's what the first opinion says. Comes along Amar Rabbi Yochanan, afilu chilku gedim neged gedim. Even if we're doing one for one, a goat for a goat, the tayashim neged tayashim, we're doing one for one evenly, that's still viewed as lekuach hosein, it's viewed as purchasing, and the din of lekuach is p'tur min ha-meiser. How do we know that a lekuach is patur from a meiser? The mission Choros tells us, the taninan taman ha-lekuach v'shanitin lo b'matana, buying an animal, or matana is an animal, patur min ha-meiser behema, that's the din.
Let me ask you a question. We're talking here when they're still shutfim, and it's just that they're just, and while they're shutfim, they say, okay, you take this, and I take this, and then, or what's the
case? The case is, now the father died, they have an estate.
Right.
So before anyone divided it, so they're running the estate, but it's really one entity.
Right.
Now they decide to divide everything up.
Okay.
They divide it, I take this portion, he takes that portion, and we're all divided. Then at some other point, they might decide, you know what, let's divide everything, throw everything back into the pot, back to the state,
okay.
And we'll divide it in a different way.
Okay.
So depending on different stages and how it gets divided.
But here specifically saying the way they're dividing it, this is after the second time or is this after
After the first time, let's say. After the first time. So it depends how the initial division was done.
So what's saying here is that you basically, even after you divided it, if you divide, you take sheep and I take goats, then even once after you're at the stage, it's still potter, according to...
Correct, because it's viewed as a lekuchos.
It's a lekuchos, but if each one takes a little bit of each one, after it's divided, each one is chayav because it's a separation.
Right. Well, that would be the debate. That's the first opinion says the chayav, and the second, but no, even that's viewed as lekuchos.
We're talking about the case after they divide.
Yes.
Because before they divide, no matter what you take, because they're still partners.
Exactly. They're all, it's one estate. Not even partners. It's a state.
It's one estate.
And therefore, if it's partners, partners are pater.
Right.
An estate is not pater.
Okay.
Okay, all right. We made it through.
Yeah, we caught up on everything. Well.